Hello, lovely human beings. My name is Michelle Mitchell. I'm a designer, illustrator, and author with a passion for human rights and love for all. Speaking up for those who cannot yet speak for themselves or for those who have spoken but do not feel heard. I take this time to welcome you to Freedom Fridays, giving you the safe place you need to be free and stay free, your moment and space for inspiration and encouragement, equipping you with the tools you need to break free from limiting beliefs and the ability to help someone else do the same. You are more powerful and amazing than you could ever imagine. So come on in. It's Freedom Friday. It's freedom. Hello, hello, everyone. I love that intro. Can you believe we're already in the third episode of season two? If this is your first time here, a very warm welcome home to you. And welcome back to all you world changers out there. You made it here. You are alive today, and that is a beautiful thing. So I celebrate your life this morning, noon, or evening. You are amazing, and that's awesome. So, how are you doing? No, really, how are you? Sometimes we really need to just take a moment and pause and ask ourselves, how am I doing right now? Like, how do I feel about this or that? Because without asking that question, we just continue on about our days, possibly neglecting the fact that we need a break. Also, if we don't know what's going on with ourselves, whether it's positive or negative, how can we take any steps regarding self-care? Without that knowledge, I may even misdiagnose which form of self-care I need. For example, say I'm physically exhausted, right? And I need a day or two to just rest and eat well. But I don't take a moment to check in with myself. And I just default to, I'm feeling kind of sluggish and weird. Maybe I need to go to the gym, or maybe I need to be around friends or something else. All good things, but counterproductive in this case, because I needed to just rest. You see what I'm saying? Checking in with yourself is so important. We have this gift of a being, thinking, breathing, living. So let's make sure that we take care of us, mind, body, and soul. It's freedom. Okay, so how do I check in with myself? I'm glad you asked. Disclaimer, I'm not the authority on self-care, but I do know that journaling and meditation are known to be commonly used practices for many people from various backgrounds around the world. And if you are a person of faith like myself, prayer is another vulnerable and freeing experience. Self-expression and creativity also allow you to have some room to breathe and let anything that may be bottled up inside out. I love it when I can literally feel the tension escape from my body and my head. Another very freeing experience. If you're wondering, well, that sounds nice and all, but I don't know where to start with this check-in. Like, what am I even asking myself after how are you? I got you covered. So I went to the virtual house of my good old friend Google and found a few blogs and articles answering that very question. Erin McGee, who is a Maine-based mom and writer for several magazines, news journals, publications, she listed 25 questions you can ask yourself every day. She does note, you don't have to ask every single question every day, but I know you'll be off to a good start if you just start asking. Another article from HelloRory.com has 16 essential self-checking questions to ask yourself every week. And they created a really cute, like, visual guide slash infographic to help you ask important questions with regards to four major areas of your life. One, career. Then we have love, family, and self. And for those of you that don't know about Rory, that's R-O-R-Y, it's an online resource and healthcare service for the modern woman. They believe that everyone's concerns about their health are valid, and everyone deserves equal access to the treatment that allows them to live their best, healthiest, and fullest lives. This is so not an ad. I just like bigging up platforms whose missions are all about helping people when and where they need it. I've attached the links to both articles in this episode's description. We all get to a place of burnout from time to time, and this may not end your emotional and mental fatigue for the rest of your life. But according to the experts, as you'll see in Rory's guide, the science-backed benefits of self-check-ins are fewer mood swings, decreased anxiety, amen, okay, improved sense of well-being, decreased depression, faster sensory processing, decreased sense of loneliness, higher self-esteem, and decreased sense of FOMO, which means the fear of missing out. With all those benefits, I would say that it makes sense to do a regular self-check-in, wouldn't you? And while you're thinking about why you can or can't be consistent, take your digital or physical planner out and schedule a block of time to do your check-in. This can be daily or weekly, where you sit with your beautifully handsome self and just be. Who knows? That could be the start of a much needed reset for you. Ooh, reset. Yes, now that's a topic for another day. Happy check-in, y'all. It's freedom. If you have been informed or inspired by what you heard here today, consider supporting the Freedom Fridays podcast monthly. With your support, you'll be helping me and others continue on this journey to freedom. It's super simple to do. Just click the link next to the words support this podcast in this episode's description. And I thank you in advance for doing that. It's freedom. Well, we're going to pause here because we've sadly reached the end of this episode. We'll press play again next time. Make sure you subscribe to the Freedom Fridays podcast. Please rate and leave your lovely review and like and comment wherever you're able to. Want to stay connected? You can find me on the interwebs at michellemitchell.art and on Instagram at michellethecreativist, one L in Michelle. Always remember, you are beautiful, handsome, creative, intelligent, inventive, powerful, amazing, worthy, valued, and loved more than you'll ever know. God bless you, love. Laters.